Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today we're looking at a great verse from Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 4. And it's going to tell us what to live by. Here it is, Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 4. Behold the proud, his soul is not upright in him, but the just shall live by his faith. Now, Habakkuk knew that judgment was coming upon Judah, and that God would use the empire of Babylon to bring that judgment. Knowing this, Habakkuk wondered why Babylon, a nation even more sinful than Judah was, would be used to bring judgment to the kingdom of Judah. Habakkuk looked at Babylon and he saw the proud nation. They were proud, yet still used by God to bring judgment to Judah. And in answering the prophet, God first assured him that he sees the proud and knows that his soul is not upright in him. It's as if God is saying to Habakkuk, "Don't worry, I see Babylon in all of their pride." You see, pride is everywhere, and it takes all manner of shapes. Here's the rich man, he's proud of what he has. There's the poor man, he's proud of his honor in having less. Here's the talented man, proud of what he can do. Here's the man of few talents, proud of his hard work. Here's the religious man, proud of his religion. Here's the unbeliever, proud of his unbelief. Here's the establishment man, proud of his place in society. There's the countercultural man, proud of his outcast status. Here's the learned man, proud of his intelligence and learning. And over there, there's the simple man. He's proud of his simplicity. You see, Satan can persuade the praying brother to be proud of his ability to pray, the growing brother to be proud of his spiritual growth, and even the humble brother to be proud of his humility. Now, at the same time, there's a wonderful contrast to the proud that we see here in Habakkuk 2:4. Here it is. It's at the end of the verse. But the just shall live by his faith. In contrast to the proud, here are the just. The principle of their life is faith instead of the pride that just looks to self. True faith looks outside of self unto the Lord God, while pride is always looking to self. This brief statement from the prophet Habakkuk is one of the most important and most quoted Old Testament statements found in the New Testament. Paul used it to show that the just live by faith, not by law. Being under the law isn't the way to be found just or righteous before God. Only living by faith is. If you are declared just, that is, approved before God, you've done it by a relationship of faith. If your life is all about living under the law, then God does not find you approved. Before his bold declaration of the truth of the gospel, Martin Luther was an Augustinian monk. And as a monk, he went on a pilgrimage to the city of Rome. And as he crossed the Alps, he fell deathly ill. As he lay sick and he felt great turmoil, both physically and spiritually, a verse previously touched him came to his mind. This is the verse, "The just will live by his faith," from Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 4. When Luther recovered from his illness, he went on to Rome and he did all the tourist things that all the pilgrims did. One day he came to a church called St. John's Lateran, where there is a staircase that's said to be from Pilate's judgment hall. Not really, but that's the legend at least. It was the custom of pilgrims to climb this staircase, but never on their feet. They had to painfully climb a step at a time on their knees, saying prayers and kissing the steps where it was thought that the blood of Jesus fell. Luther came to this place and started doing just as all the pilgrims did, because the Pope had promised an indulgence to all those who climbed the steps on their knees and said these prayers. But as he did this, Martin Luther remembered the words from Habakkuk, "The just will live by his faith." And it is said that when he remembered this, he stopped, stood up, walked down on his feet, and went straight home to Germany. Some people say that the Reformation began on those stairs. Luther said that it was like this, quote, "Before those words broke on my mind, I hated God, and I was angry with him, because not content with frightening us sinners by the law and by the miseries of life, he still further increased our torture by the gospel. But when, by the Spirit of God, I understood those words, 'The just shall live by faith,' then I felt born again like a new man. I entered through the open doors into the very paradise of God." Great words from Martin Luther. You know, we are therefore called to live by faith and nothing else. Some Christians live by their devotional habits. Now look, devotional habits are great to have, but we don't live by them. Some Christians live by works. Some Christians live by feelings. Some Christians live by circumstances. Each of these, without faith, are meaningless and perhaps even dangerous. Today, think about it. What do you live by? I pray you'll know the blessing of living by faith.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.